Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
The world's preeminent talk radio portal.
All about your health.
And now here's Melanie Cole, MS, host of Staying Well.
The U.S. Food and Drug Administration recently issued a warning about the popular and powerful antibiotic Zithromax, Z-Max, Z-Pack, azithromycin. My guest is Dr. Shyla High, cardiologist. So, Dr. High, tell us a little bit about what's going on now. As I understand it, this is not really new news, but it's a little bit amped up.
Well, thanks for having me back. Let's get out of the trees and look at the forest. Azithromycin is a member of the antibiotic class called macrolides. There are other classes. There's the penicillin class. There's the fluoroquinolone. So it is a part of a family of antibiotics. Well, it's widely prescribed for upper respiratory tract infections, mainly because it's really easy to take. You know, you just write a prescription for a Z-Pak, you take it for a few days, and you're done, as opposed to 10 days of something like amoxicillin. We have known that this class of drugs can, in some people, lead to a change in the electrical system that might put you at risk for a rhythm abnormality that could be life-threatening. Now, I'm underscoring a lot of mites and coulds because the data that the FDA looked at, it was a study published last May. They looked at millions of prescriptions given to people in Tennessee, and they developed and they discovered that the absolute risk of a rhythm problem was quite low. It was 47 cardiovascular deaths for every million prescriptions. And so it's a very low risk, but it was enough that the FDA decided they needed to beef up the warning.
So, Dr. High, is this more of a risk, and what you know about the research, for people who already may suffer from atrial fibrillation or, you know, have a heart rhythm problem to begin with, or can it actually cause a heart rhythm problem in someone who never had one to begin with?
Perfect question. There are, when you look at the general category of arrhythmias, there is a whole list of them, and the most common that we think of is atrial fibrillation or atrial flutter. The rhythm that is a potential with this antibiotic is one called torsade de pointe, which is very uncommon, and there are people that have a higher risk. And it's either in people who have inherited a certain EKG finding, and they usually have a family history of sudden death, or people who have a low magnesium, calcium abnormality. Sometimes this rhythm can be precipitated with these antibiotics if you have other drugs on board. But the rhythm we're talking about is so uncommon and therefore one that most people don't know they exist. And in addition, it's a very rare abnormality. So we're talking about a zebra here, not a horse. It's very uncommon.
So what's the main takeaway message from this sort of amped up warning?
I think the takeaway message is that azithromycin is an easy drug to take. It's expensive, and $454 million worth of prescriptions were sold last year. The flip side is that doctors and patients need to always raise that radar of knowing what other drugs they're taking. Is there a personal history of heart problems that might predispose to this risk? It just underscores the importance, Melanie, of a team approach to medicines, doctors, FDA, known warnings, but yet not be hypersensitive to the fact that it's going to be risky in everybody.
Well, so then let's tackle that a little bit, because I'm a huge proponent of being your own best advocate. And in this day and age, when people are seeing specialists of one kind or another and then to another, and the pharmacist doesn't necessarily know, but they're a good resource for what goes with what. What do you recommend? If someone's doctor says, okay, you've got an upper respiratory infection, I'm just going to give you a Z-Pak, it'll go quick, you know, but then they've heard this study and this warning and they get a little concerned, what would you recommend that they do? Do they look at the other meds they're taking? Be concerned whether or not they have high blood pressure? Should they start to, you know, maybe then question the doctor?
I applaud your interest in being an advocate, and I, as you and I have talked about before, I'm an advocate of the entire team. I was a pharmacist before I went to medical school, and I recognize how important drug-drug interactions are, drug-food interactions are, and let's face it, your physician has a lot of things on their plate that they're addressing in addition to the medical regimen, and so I applaud patients being aware, doctors looking at the whole picture, and the pharmacist playing a big role. Your point is valid in that if you go to multiple doctors, they may not have the whole picture in front of them, and that's why I encourage my patients to have a quarterback. Have one physician that knows your history, knows your family history, and really knows what medications are best for you.
I think that that's an excellent thing, and that's sort of going along the lines of today's, you know, the way that people are looking for this medical home, where they are kind of getting everything that they need from one maybe office that has a bunch of practitioners. Do you see that that's where this is going?
That's where it's going. We're going to see some improvement as far as streamlining information when most practices go online with electronic health records, and then you'll be able to know what their EKG looked like a year ago and what medicines they were prescribed. We're getting better at communicating between doctors and among other specialties. And I think you'll find that this will be safer and will also hopefully cut down on unnecessary prescriptions as well.
And along those lines with unnecessary prescriptions, do you think that we unnecessarily prescribe antibiotics? It's become too easy to think that that's the answer?
Oh, that's a real loaded question because quite frankly, there are people that have a virus that doesn't really warrant an antibiotic, but yet they come in requesting it. And they say, I want a Z-Pak or I want this. And it's this, you know, fast food type of mentality to really just a few days of comfort fluids and rest many times will treat situations that don't require antibiotics. So we're all guilty of kind of wanting a quick fix.
Well, and antibiotics don't do anything for a virus anyway. And of course, we're getting antibiotics in our chicken and our, you know, and our meats. And there's so many things now. We've kind of over-sanitized our system just a little bit. But, you know, people do have to realize when they talk to their doctor, such as you, and you say, no, I wouldn't recommend an antibiotic, that you're saying that for a reason.
Yes. Now, if there's sometimes a viral syndrome can predispose you to pneumonia, and if you're at high risk, if you've got underlying lung problems or you have some immune deficiency, then antibiotics are certainly appropriate. But I do think that we probably over-prescribe them just because people, they're easy to take and why not? And so, yes, I think it needs to be a case-by-case basis. Is an antibiotic warranted? Are you prescribed the correct one? And then, quite frankly, it's up to the patient to take the full course because sometimes we just go, okay, we're feeling better, and then we stop it.
Absolutely. And, I mean, I do love them when strep throat comes around because, like, the next day the kids feel better. In the last 30 seconds, Dr. High, wrap up this FDA warning and kind of relieve everybody in their stress about this.
The FDA warning is not a surprise to me. They were responding to this study out of Tennessee. This is an uncommon rhythm abnormality. It's an uncommon rhythm abnormality, period. And it's also the absolute risk is very low. People that are at high risk tend to have heart problems already, or they have some electrolyte abnormalities or a family history. I would just underscore the importance of talking with your doctor.
Talking with your doctor, being your own best advocate, and not taking antibiotics unless you absolutely need them. They don't work for viruses. This is Melanie Cole for Radio MD. Stay well.